moving across towns, cities, and states, climbing plateaus and escarpments, gliding fiercely across the seven seas. From all four corners of the earth, the reverberations of this movement are felt intensely, destroying man-made boundaries, breaking the barriers of race and ethnicity, oblivious to nations, international relations, and demarcations. The essence of this movement is unifying. In its purest form, it binds the mind and soul, transcends the physical realm, and touches the third dimension of existence. It is the ruler of all things, harmonic. It finally made its mark to the motherland, where music had become the voice of liberation. House music has now become an extension of that expression. Like a war song, it echoes loudly for all to hear, connecting masses to a deeper sense of understanding, a different paradigm altogether. Music, a soul soother, a liberator. Music, a freedom fighter. And today we continue to celebrate this freedom when we congregate on dance floors all over the world. On the dance floor, we are governed by the beat. Our bodies recognize no other command except the rhythm. See, we are led by the music. All followers and lovers pledging their allegiance to it. No race, creed, or color. No one is superior to another. All are equal before this government, and all submit themselves holistically. We dance to remember. Sometimes we dance to forget, but always gripped by the authority of the rhythm that connects us. So everywhere I go, France, Mozambique, USA, or the Caribbean, I know that I'll meet people of the same mind as me, who subscribe to the constitution of this revolution. I call this revolution the government of house music. Of house music. The government of house music. Of house music.
head.